This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. I just scratched my head about last week's announcement from the National Marine Fisheries Service. Now, in a nutshell, what it said was about 900 California sea lions and about 250 Steller sea lions could be killed each year in the Columbia River. These sea lions are not on the coast. No, rather, the killing range starts about 100 miles up the river and extends for another 300 miles upstream. Why, you say, would they do this? Well, to save the endangered salmon, of course. Now, their thinking goes this way. The dams on the Columbia River create a choke point for migrating salmon. The sea lions, who evidently have been reading the news or cruising sea lion social media, have found this out and wait by the dams for an easy dinner. Because the salmon are on the endangered species list and the sea lions aren't, well, that spells curtains for up to 1,100 of these animals each year. So as you can imagine, I have several observations. First, why not just tear down all the dams on the Columbia River? After all, isn't that the ridiculous plan they're trying to force down our throats here on the Klamath River? Why are we tearing them down? To save the endangered salmon, of course. So what, with that thinking, why not tear out all the dams on the Columbia River too? Oh yeah. That's Portland. The rules are different there. No chance of tearing out dams, producing hydroelectricity, and, of course, irrigation water to millions of acres. Nope, we just can't do that in the Portland area. But evidently, we can do it here on the Klamath River, so figure that one out. So we're back to a select group of government officials who will choose life or death for yet another species. Kill the sea lions and save the salmon. Sounds like a bumper sticker, doesn't it? Portland gets to keep its hydropower and its irrigation water, while we here in the basin don't basically get to keep squat. Both scenarios involve dams and, of course, endangered salmon. You know, it appears to me the only way to stop this outrageous activity is by declaring forest workers, farmers and ranchers, and timber towns as endangered species. That way, we could do anything and everything to save us. Something the government evidently is simply not capable of doing. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.